Tim and Mike, music for the future.
drink, have a good time now. Welcome to paradise.
Future sound of chill with Area 54.
Thank you. did run 10 years ago. Now they found him standing still, with his fingers caught in a windowsill. Here they shot 2 times at his back.
Today, tomorrow, it's always a good day for Area 54.
and the grinding wheel turns and the heavens burn as the pilot ignites is a lesson learned. A solemn look of concern, it might make you sad. Like the fluttering bird in a dream you had. See the vanishing act into thin air. See the stitch in my heart has been free.
Has been free together. So tired of wandering around and starting over.
With a graveyard stare,
and
one leaf clover,
just the one leaf clover.
Here come the lonely nights. I can't escape my mind.
I saw Jesus come down, dressed like a soldier. Once I cried like a clown, now I'm old.
Here come the lonely nights. Can't escape my mind.
Here come the lonely nights. I can't escape my mind.
Tim and Mike. Band's called Moby. It's not a band. It's an artist, Moby, and he's kind of iconic.
He's a mutant.
Song's called "The Lonely Nights," featuring Mark Lanegan and Kris Kristofferson. What? It's off the album "Reprise."
What a combination, right?
Yeah.
Mark, and he's like grunge, right? For like Screaming Trees, wasn't he?
Yeah, Screaming Trees. Yeah, classic Northwest grunge guy.
Ellensburg or someplace.
Yeah, he had the Ellensburg sound going back with Screaming Trees. And then Kris Kristofferson, what sound is that?
Well, now it's like raspy.
Yeah.
He's in his 80s. He definitely doesn't have the... He's not going to be doing a duet with Barbara Streisand anymore.
No. He's...
It might work.
Yeah, he's still tough guy singer, though.
Yeah. That's great.
Matthew Deere, this off the album Preacher's Sigh and Potion. His latest album is called Lost Album. Played a song called Muscle Beach. Odessa played their song A Moment Apart. The Avalanche's really good album, Since I Left You. That was the title track. And one from Bicep, song's called Glue. Start off the whole set with Gus Gus from Iceland. It's been an Area 54 staple. Actually, I wouldn't call them a staple. It's been a big gap. I don't come out with a lot of albums, but I played a song called Stay the Ride. It's off their album Mobile Home.
I think with Gus Gus, I mean, their most accessible album is really the first one, right? Polydistortion, wasn't it? The song was
Polydistortion, you're right.
From there,
that was a pretty unique sound, because you listen to it now, it still sounds really good, and it doesn't sound dated. They claim they were an artist collective when they started, whatever that means in Iceland. They definitely had some good music writing chops. And
Iceland, one big collective, you know? Everybody's a brother or sister over there, I'm sure.
Yeah, right. Obviously, they must have some good music schools or something like that, because these guys all have pretty good musical chops. Especially to come out with an album like that so long ago in their first album. And
yeah, this It's probably one of their more accessible albums to date, I think. So it's nice that they've got the song. It's kind of a little Gary Newman sounding.
You wonder how many original members are in the band, too. They had a lot of people. They had a lot of members in their band when they were first touring.
Yeah. All right, we got more music for you guys before we're out of here. We're going to leave you guys with some Mint Royale, some Beardy Man. We got some Damon Albarn. Wow.
Damon Albarn's got a new album out, or forthcoming album out, coming out in November. The Nearer the Fountain, More Pure the Stream. That guy's been busy. You know?
Amazing. He's just recording.
COVID been good to him.
Lucky guy. All right, we'll see you guys later.
All right, good night, everybody.